Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable in the new book, Scrim, A New Orleans Story of Resilience and Rescue. Author Kay Corrington offers young readers an inspiring true tale rooted in the vibrant, storm-tested city that she calls home. The book follows a young protagonist and a loyal dog named Scrim as they navigate upheaval with courage and curiosity and great care. Corrington's narrative honors the textures of the city of New Orleans, the music, the neighborhoods, the communal spirit that endure through hardship while teaching children about preparedness and empathy and hope. Blending history and heart, Scrim illuminates how even the smallest acts of bravery can ripple outward in a community shaped by resilience. And the name of the book is Scrim, A New Orleans Story of Resilience and Rescue. And Kay Corrington joins us on the program this morning. How are you, Kay? How was everything?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Very nice to have you on the program. I appreciate you being here and look forward to our conversation. Give me a sense of what brought you to this particular story and knew that it was something you wanted to share, especially with younger readers.
Well, you could not be alive in the city of New Orleans last year and not know about Scrim, the missing little dog who managed to chew through a window screen on the second floor of a rescue facility and jump out of the second floor window. And he's just a little thing. This is all caught on video with their security cameras. Jumped right onto the cement, and you'd think, oh, no, this poor dog is going to go splat. But no, he pops right up, runs off, and was missing for months and months and months. And all of New Orleans came together to work to find this little dog. And they posted when they saw him on a scrimtracker.com. If they learned he was in their neighborhood, they put food and water out for him. And it was just so inspiring that a whole city who, you know, of course, New Orleans has been through some things, came together and saved, ultimately, which is another story, this little dog.
The little dog is, I believe it was the New Yorker that referred to the dog as a shaggy white mutt. Is that accurate?
Yes, it's a small dog. He looks to me like mostly like a Westie. He's just a little scruffy, think kind of Westie terrier mutt, about 3 years old, not very big, and he covered the city. He went, I think it was 13 miles in one day. Sometimes he was clocked at going really amazing speed. Oh, I think it was 20 miles in one day, 13 miles per hour. They figured out he had to have been running. He almost got run over by a train. Much of this is covered on video because people were out looking for him and filming him, but he was a little Houdini, and he just could not be captured. If you got out of your car and tried to get to him, he would run away from you. He got out of situations. He was like James Bond. He'd be in this situation, and you'd be like, how in the world is he not going to be captured now? And somehow he would get away. There was a rubber bullet found in him when he was finally found. And New Orleans had this really freakish fourth year, ice and snowstorm. I mean, this never happens here. We're in the tropics down here. And everybody thought, well, Scrim's a goner, but he also survived that. It's like he's a cat with nine lives. But yes, he's just a tiny little terrier, and the things that he overcame were astounding. I think that's why he caught the world's attention. You know, he was in the London newspaper too, and the New Yorker, as you mentioned, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, all the major news networks. He just really captured people's attention because he just kept surviving things. And that resilience, it really reminded me of New Orleans. And that's kind of what made me want to write about Scrum.
You say in the book that this dog, pretty much when he was on the loose, would travel more than 13 miles a day.
Yes. People caught him on their Ring camera videos and on their cell phones. They'd see him and record him. And you can see he's just zipping by. And in the back of my book, there are QR codes, which the publisher geniusly had an idea to put in there. And you can see the jump from the second floor roof, and he's surviving that. You can see him whizzing by. There are six or seven of these QR codes, so you can see him when he was missing. You can see him out in the street running so fast. You can see him very nearly get hit by a train. The QR codes kind of tell his tale, and happily, there's also a QR code showing him today in his home. He was ultimately adopted by the owner of the rescue facility from which he escaped, and today he's a very happy little dog getting belly rubs on the sofa with his other dog, Scooby, and he's completely domesticated and happy. And they think that he was actually looking for the family that abandoned him. He was a foundling on the street, but he came from a rural shelter, and they believe that a family abandoned him, and dogs are so loyal. We think he was trying to get back to that family. But what ultimately got Scrum, with the whole city of New Orleans looking for him, was that he'd been putting food out for him and everything. It was that he finally got hungry one day, crawled into a feral cat trap by this fabulous organization here called Trap Dap Cat, which traps feral cats, neuters or spays them, does not harm them, and then puts them back, and it keeps the feral cat population down. Well, he climbed into one of their very humane traps, had a little snack, and the Trap Dap Cat woman called the rescue people and said, "I think we've accidentally caught Scrum," after the whole city was looking for him for 9 months. That's what finally, how he finally got captured. And it worked out beautifully, though, from there.
So let's go back 2 years, exactly 2 years. Scrim was rescued from a kill shelter shortly before he was set to be euthanized, was healthy, but behaviorally had experienced abuse and neglect, was in a foster placement and was doing okay. And then they had a trial adoption in Mid-City, and that is when he escaped.
That's right. That's right. He really was missing. I mean, he's been out on his own more than once. But it was the last year trek when word got out of this miraculous second floor jump. I think that's probably what made him go viral. After that escape, that is when the whole city started looking for him. And I think it's because it was captured on film. It's such an unbelievable thing to see this tiny dog jump off a second floor of the facility and just pop right up and run off.
What is the origin of the word Scrim? Do we know how he got that name?
Apparently, that's the name of a rapper around here, and someone named him that in honor of that rapper, but I'm not familiar with him.
Wasn't the story I was expecting, but that's very good. I'm glad I asked. This is an amazing story because it touches on so many of our soft spots, doesn't it?
So many of our what? I'm sorry.
Our soft spots.
Yes, it's true. I mean, well, it captured the unity of an entire city. So that right there these days is quite striking. I mean, the whole city came together on looking for Scrim. You know, it's a little creature that's vulnerable and needs help, and people rose to the occasion. It has a happy ending. It's just a really kind of a feel-good story for our time. And I think it actually appeals, I've had people tell me that it appeals to adults as much as it does to kids. And it mirrors the story mirrors the resilience in Scrim himself, I guess, the resilience of the city of New Orleans, because he simply didn't give up. He could have just kind of crawled away to a hole and given up on it all. He had a pretty rough time of it. And also the city of New Orleans, the people of the city of New Orleans didn't give up on him. 9 months is a long time to leave food out for a missing dog. And, you know, it worked. I mean, not really in the way that everyone thought it might, but he was indeed saved, and he's happy today. And it just is a feel-good story that touches on so many positive things.
So I'm interested in, and I asked the question initially of how the story came on your radar, but I mean, you're an attorney, right? And so what was it that struck you to say, okay, I want to write this book and do something that you had not done before?
I am an attorney. And as I say, you couldn't live in the city of New Orleans and not know about the story. I have a hobby. This is my first book, but I have always had a hobby of writing these kind of rollicking, rhyming toasts and poems. You know, for instance, if someone's getting married and you have to give a toast at their wedding or something like that, I love to do that. And I had a friend who was a published author, and he knew that I did that. And he said, I really think you should write a toast about Scrim. And I think my publisher might want to take a look at it because she thinks that Scrim would be a great book. So I did that, and that's really the genesis of the book. I can't say that I sat down and said, I must write a book about this. It was suggested by a friend that I do it, and the publisher loved it. And it's been a dream working with Susan Chat Publishing. They're just a fabulous organization. They have a new book out about Lynn Wyatt with an intro by Elton John that's pretty groovy. And it's just been a really fun project and such a happy thing to write about.
I want to make mention, we're just about out of time, but Eileen Bennett did the illustrations, which are absolutely beautiful.
Isn't she fabulous? I mean, she fleshed out my words so beautifully. I mean, when Scrim is looking wistfully at a couple and saying he came, and I'm saying he came to the stark realization that roaming alone wasn't quite a vacation, she just captures his look so beautifully, and I just love her work. And we all need to send her some love because she just broke her her drawing arm.
Oh,
so she's
dear.
Having
all
a
right.
rough time right now. So please follow her on social media and send her some love. She's fabulous.
Scrim, a New Orleans story of resilience and rescue. Kay Currington, thank you very much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.